Traditional revenue sources for public media and really the media at large are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
They say all politics is local, so where's the local news coverage this election year? I'm David Brancaccio. I've been traveling to what are called news deserts in Super Tuesday states to hear about the business models that are failing or informing voters as they make their choices on Tuesday. We begin this week's Democracy in the Desert coverage in Val Verde County, Texas, where Mexico is just across the river. Breakfast in one of the 204 counties in America researchers have labeled a news desert. Here at Skillets, in the county seat of Del Rio, there are biscuits smothered in chili. And surprise for a local news desert, one diner reading what turns out to be a daily local newspaper. Well, yes and no. He shows me it's Zocalo Acuña, the paper from Acuña, a city nearby but over in another country. Zocalo will cover big news from South Texas for Spanish-speaking readers, but it's not big on covering the local races on the ballot on the Texas side next week. And had I been here on a Friday, there is an online news site that puts a paper edition on the stands one day a week.
My son hooked me up to the Internet New York Times, but it's not the same. I want to have something to hold.
Bob Marshall, retired hospital administrator, says he is a big fan of Texas Public Radio out of San Antonio. Still,
how do you find out about the local people running for office?
Oh, the woman that cuts my hair. Yeah, she knows everybody and all the gossip, and I know exactly who to vote for by talking to Bibi, the woman who cuts my hair.
Does she fact-check her information? That's my only question.
I don't know, but it's been pretty reliable, though.
Val Verde County once had a 7 days-a-week newspaper, the Del Rio News Herald. It folded for good in late 2020. And you need a time machine to understand what's missing now.
We had people covering business. I had people covering what's going on in the economy. Who's covering the economic development issues? Who's keeping an eye on just what kind of deals is the city council cutting?
Diana Fuentes was editor and publisher of the Del Rio News Herald and left a dozen years ago when its business model was still in fair shape, supported by ads, the paid publication of legal notices, and subscriptions that could pay for extensive local coverage.
There were always issues with the coaches, and are you paying the coach more than than you're paying the math teacher? Nowadays, they're not covering that sort of thing anymore.
Fuentes is currently executive director of IRE, the Investigative Reporters and Editors nonprofit.
Who's going to cover the school district in Del Rio?
Well, we've just moved our periodical section to the front of the library to give...
Barbara Galvan is reference
access,
librarian at the Val Verde County Library.
We try to keep as many... papers as possible, but it's harder and harder to find news locally so far off the beaten path. It is a small town, so we do have a lot of personal interaction with people who are running for local offices. We do get the League of Women Voters handouts for the elections, which is really nice, but they don't cover local politicians. It's only state and federal.
The head of the county board of commissioners, Judge Lewis Owens, did try to find investors to save the News Herald.
We were trying to buy the paper itself and everything that went along with it. They had a magazine, they had the newspaper, the building, everything.
His thing was preserving a way to print all the required legal notices.
I just couldn't put it together. I think the building itself would have been well worth it.
Candidates running in next week's primary have their names on big campaign posters placed at intersections around town, and the library does have a decent internet connection if people want to come in to do their voting research ahead of time. Galvan, the librarian, takes no political sides, but she is on the side of context and fact-checking.
You just need to verify, and through multiple sources because, you know, like I said, it's very important to get the pro-con on any subject.
And remember I said there is a weekly local newspaper here? It's part of a nonpartisan online news site updated throughout the day that rose up when the old newspaper closed. Publisher Joel Langton.
This is not a news desert. That's a crock of crap.
We'll address that tomorrow. Northwestern University's Medill School of Journalism has a county-by-county breakdown of news deserts across the country, defined as places with very limited access to credible and comprehensive news that connects them with grassroots democracy and also gives them a sense of belonging to a greater community. Links to all of our Democracy in the Desert coverage this week will soon accumulate at marketplace.org. Markets S&P futures are down slightly. NASDAQ futures are up slightly now. 10-year Treasury rates start the week down, 4.25%, the yield does. Stock in a Danish firm called Zealand Pharma up 30% this morning after positive results for a liver disease drug that can also treat obesity. Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T says it's giving a $5 credit to customers most affected by that network outage last Thursday, which left some without mobile service for much of the day. This also affected first responders and 911. Regulators are investigating. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
The $5 credit amounts to the cost of a full day's service, according to AT&T CEO John Stankey. He announced the compensation plan in a letter to employees. But neither he nor the company have said how many customers will get the automatic credit. The Federal Communications Commission is investigating the outage. The company says it was caused by a mistake made during network expansion. It was not a cyber attack. The outage also affected AT&T's FirstNet service, which is its dedicated network for emergency responders. The company says it prioritized restoring that service. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
It's a $5 credit, not cash back, but if you prudently take $5 from elsewhere and invest at 4.37% for 30 years, it'll be worth $18 in the year 2054. Factor in inflation and that $5 will be worth about $5. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. We're from APM, American Public Media.